This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Reformation, Providence, Salus, the militia line. Goodness gracious, it goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I have been involved and carried handguns either in a professional capacity, a la the military, or as a civilian since I was 23 years old, which is now 35 years. Over the course of time, a few things have changed. But whenever I'm approached by a newbie, by somebody new to carrying a gun, I get asked what is the most important skill that I could pass on, that I could suggest to somebody who's new to this. And each time I get asked this, and this, I've been asked this a few times, it makes me think. And the answer then is the same answer it is today. Being aware and having a decent mindset. Now, believe it or not, most people that have a concealed carry permit today have never been in a violent encounter or even a fist fight. And over the course of time, with every instructor I've been with, and with all the things that I've trained to do, I've always covered this syllabus that covers awareness and mindset, regardless of the platform, whether it's pistol or carbine. There's several issues to consider, like warrior mindset, both definition and application, the OODA loop, history, usage. Then you've got the color codes of awareness, a la Jeff Cooper, the history and the usage, how it applies to everyday use. Then on to the dynamics of a violent encounter or patterns of conflict. And the final piece of this puzzle is the biggie, the big important piece. It is to know what the tells of a violent encounter with another person looks like. A tell is a term you get out of poker. It's an indicator to you that something is happening. A tell, in this particular case, will give you an idea in advance of a violent encounter. A violent criminal does not start a violent encounter in a vacuum. There are many telltale signs of the oncoming violent encounter, but you need to know the signs, or the tells, as you would. So, verbalization would be one, and I'm not going to use the bad words, but I'm going to kick your butt. So you think you're bad, you're going to be sorry. Those are easy ones. But they can be very offsetting also. But, hey, can you help me out? Have you got any spare change? I need some help. Those are meant to get you to lower your guard, gain sympathy, and they want to get inside your personal space. Then there's visible overt awareness, visible weapons, unusual nervousness, hidden hands. Then there's the assumption of a fighting stance or a bladed stance. They might seem to be looking around to see if you're alone, no witnesses, looking for an escape route, a possible assistant assailant, overall assessing their battle space. Then there's, once again, the invasion of personal space, change in body language, clenching of jaw muscles, clenching and unclenching of the fists, blinking eyes unnaturally or squinting. Eye movement changes from the normal 20 closures a minute. So staring hard at or through you is a tell. Aggression redirected to other objects or people, kicking cans, kicking or shoving chairs, smacking walls, breaking pencils or glasses and inanimate objects, yelling at others. Sweating is a tell. Heavy breathing. Lips parted to show teeth to intake more breath. They may be in a tensed up posture. Stretching back and arms, opening and closing elbows, head rolls, neck stretches. They may take off excess clothing. They may be pacing and finger pointing and shaking fists, over-exaggerated hand and arm movements. Their face may discolor. Normally it's going to turn red. And just the way they're dressed, or the way they and how they wear it. Two researchers found this out, Richard Johnson and Jasmine Aaron. In adults' beliefs regarding nonverbal cues predictive of combat, criminal justice, and behavior. Now, the important thing to know, to realize is if you see these tells, you want to create space and time to make the attack easier to manage or to avoid, evade, and escape. You have to remember that violent encounters are a mathematical equation of time and distance. And the problem is that we don't know the digits until the encounter is over. But time and distance are either your friend or your enemy. If you don't have enough time and distance, then that is your worst enemy. If you make time, if you make distance, you create options. And that's the big thing. Now, why is this important? This is important because if you notice these things, this means you are aware. If you're thinking to yourself, okay, he's clenching his fist, he's pointing at me, yelling at me, he's taking off his coat. If you've been thinking about this, then you know to create space. Space equals time. And you want to do this prior to the attack. Now, if the attack begins in earnest, like me, okay, when I go to the gym nowadays, when I'm resting my chest on certain apparatus to do the lifting, the place where they cut my chest nearly 5 years ago hurts still today. I still feel it today. Probably somebody would say, well, that's not supposed to be that way, but it does. And I'm not going to let an assailant get two or three shots in on me before I'm bringing a gun up to, you know, to bear. I'm going to try to keep that from happening. And in order to do that, I'm going to create time and space. If I get the weapon in position and quick enough, then this guy's going to have time. I'm giving him the time and space to think about what he's doing. I'm actually doing him a favor. But awareness and mindset is more important than your holster, your glasses, your gun. If you have that, you've got a whole lot in the toolbox. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. General Patton, George Patton, he wrote of mounted swordsmanship. And he wrote that the best parry is a disabled opponent. And this same principle applies to political conflict. We on the pro-Second Amendment make the mistake of descending the Second Amendment right, a.k.a. preaching to the choir. Now, if you're listening right now, you don't need me to persuade you to support the Second Amendment. While the propaganda man, the undecided, or even the hostile voter whom we seek to at least alienate from the enemy does not own firearms and does not care. Does not care about our gun rights. Our goal instead should be to prove to the propaganda man that the enemy leaders are dishonest, manipulative, and self-serving. This offensive, rather than defensive approach, destroyed the anti-Second Amendment Million Mile March more than 19 years ago, and it would discredit the counterparts today. 19 years ago. I was 39 years old. Some of you may not have even been alive when that happened in 2000. The Million Mile March, which was a project of the Brady campaign, declared war on the Second Amendment. They had about $5.7 million in support, along with endorsements from people like Hillary Clinton, Senator Barbara Mikulski, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Representative Gerald Nadler. It is conceivable that had the Million Mile March lasted into November 2000, it could have gotten a few hundred more votes in Florida to defeat George W. Bush. But they were discredited and disabled by a few grassroots activists and a newspaper columnist before it could achieve this goal. On May 10th, 2000, columnist J.R. Lab exposed the Million Mile March for promoting House candidates on its website using 501c3 tax-exempt money. They were also proven to have lied to its donors and volunteers about gun violence killing 12 to 13 children a day, which is true only if you redefine 18 and 19-year-old legal adults in a very violence-prone age cohort as children. Asking for money when you're lying never works out very well, even if a prospective donor agrees with your cause. And the same goes for trying to influence an election with tax-exempt money. The Million Mile March was so badly discredited that it liquidated in October 2001 and transferred their assets to the Brady Center to prevent gun violence. Former members complained, in fact, that their local MMM chapters disappeared and were absorbed by other anti-Second Amendment organizations. The group's 2000 Form 990 tax return says the group spent no money on lobbying, even though it said its mission was to lobby for gun control laws and bragged about doing it. There's even a photo of the group's leaders with three Democrat left senators. In part three of their 2000 Form 990 tax return statements about activities, they answered no to during the year has the organization attempted to influence national, state, or local legislation, including any attempt to influence public opinion in a legislative matter or referendum. They also declared zero in the lobbying expenditures by electing public charities in lines 36 and 37 relating to their lobbying expenses. So the Million Moms March's failure, therefore, had nothing to do with arguments for or against the Second Amendment, and everything to do with its abuse of the trust of its own donors, volunteers, and other stakeholders. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America cut its ties with the Million Mile March when the 501c3 issue came to light. And the liquidation of the multi-million dollar MMM, despite the sympathies of some of Washington's most powerful people, shows that the best public relations technique, therefore, undermine the enemy organization not by arguing whatever issue is at hand, but by convincing the enemy's rank and file to walk away in disgust, which is what happened here. Their record of lying to the public and even to its own supporters can and should be trotted out for the 2020 election. Paltering is the telling of a literal truth with an intent to deceive, which is a practice in the U.S. Military Academy's honor code that they define as lying. Cadets violate the honor code by lying if they deliberately deceive another by stating an untruth or by any direct form of communication, to include the telling of a partial truth and the vague or ambiguous use of information or language with the intent to deceive or mislead. Joe Biden said, federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than three shells in their shotgun. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, 2013, he said, no one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And both of these statements are literally true, but there is no Second Amendment right to hunt. And they can convey the deceptive implication that the Second Amendment is a right to hunt, which in turn supports their arguments for limits on magazine size. Nobody ought to need more than one bullet to kill a deer. If he does, he shouldn't take the shot, but he or she may need 10 or more to stop violent human assailants. Cuomo and Biden are both attorneys, so they cannot plead ignorance to the Constitution, which means they lied intentionally and knew they were telling a partial truth with the intent to deceive or mislead. That's what we have here. These two guys do not meet the very bare minimum standards of the United States Military Academy that they demand of an 18-year-old cadet, and they want to run the country. Yeah. Biden also lied about a man killing his wife while driving drunk, a false accusation of a crime, and except Biden waited until after the man was dead to vilify him. So we can't sue Biden over that one. Maybe instead of trying to fight them with facts, we expose them for what they are so everybody turns away from them. Just a thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan, visiting troops on Thanksgiving and announcing the resumption of peace talks with the Taliban.
Taliban wants to make a deal. We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal.
President Trump continues.
And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job. That's the only reason they want to make a deal. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Afghan soldiers.
Weather a big story on this Thanksgiving Day, as many folks are digging out from over a foot of snow all the way from Colorado to Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Indiana, Indianapolis Power and Light Company crews are working through Thanksgiving following strong wind damage. IPL Senior Vice President Joe Brantley says their main priority is safety.
In the event that you have a power line that's down, please call us, and those power lines, I'm urging people to stay away from those.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. One of the silliest arguments you're ever going to hear. Ever. Made by gun control activists is that this isn't 1791 anymore, you know? The Founding Fathers could never have envisioned modern firearms. And they always finish it with, therefore, the Second Amendment doesn't matter today. And here we have the part that bugs me the most. You see, it's an absurd argument that's already been addressed by the Supreme Court, which noted in the Heller decision that the Second Amendment doesn't just protect muskets and black powder rifles, but extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. Now, here's the thing. Even though it's a silly argument, there are folks still making it, including Professor William Babcock, who teaches ethics. He teaches ethics. Yeah. Where does he teach at? So I don't send anybody I know there. At Southern Illinois University. Oddly enough, while the professor contends that the Second Amendment is about protecting the right to own a blunderbuss, he doesn't seem to think the First Amendment protects only those written materials produced on a hand crank press. That's the fun part. He writes, ours is not a nation where citizens belong to a well-regulated militia. As the Second Amendment states, instead we now have the National Guard, state police, sheriff's departments, and local police for our protection. By massively arming our citizenry, the effectiveness of our security forces is compromised. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is not only based on a time that is long since passed, but that outdated right now threatens the safety of security forces and the public alike. Really? I never would have thunk it. Now, maybe Professor Babcock is unaware of both the unorganized militia and the concept of prefatory cause or clauses. Now, the unorganized militia consists of the body of people capable of bearing arms, and most certainly it still exists today. But the right of the people to keep and bear arms does not depend upon the presence of a well-organized militia. The well-organized and unorganized militias depend on the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed. Take the militia away and the right still exists. But poor Dr. Babcock, he continues on, and arms of today are something our founding fathers never envisioned at a time when it took some 3 minutes to load a musket. They never in their wildest nightmares contemplated a time of bullet-laden magazines and rapid-fire assault-type weapons used to slaughter many people in a few minutes' time. Well, there was a guy named Joseph Belton, who believed he had revolutionized the flintlock rifle. In 1777, Benjamin Franklin recommended that George Washington purchase 100 of these guns made by Joseph Belton. It was written, I have discovered, Belton wrote to Congress on April 11, 1777, an improvement in the use of small arms, wherein a common small arm may be made to discharge 8 balls one after another in 8, 5, or 3 seconds of time. And Washington agreed to it. In May of 1777, he authorized Belton to make 100 of his rapid-fire muskets, but the plan fell apart even before it began when Belton asked for what was deemed unreasonable compensation for his work. So, yeah, they knew about the repeating rifle. They had something called the puckle gun, which was a 20-round weapon, belt-fed, I believe. And even if the Belton flintlock or the Ghirardini rifle, another early repeating firearm contemporaneous with the founding era, never existed, the Second Amendment would be just as valid today as it was in 1791. It didn't become an antique when Samuel Colt mass-produced repeating revolvers, or when the Winchester repeating rifle came to the market, or when semi-automatic handguns became more popular than revolvers, or when AR-15s went on sale in 1964. Does Professor Babcock believe that the First Amendment is null and void? Void because the founders could never have imagined a time when people didn't write their thoughts on parchment using a quill or publish information while using a printing press that required physical distribution of copies of newspapers, letters, and pamphlets? Did the First Amendment become an anachronism when first radio, then television, and finally the Internet became the primary means of mass communication? The technological advances involving the First Amendment are much bigger than the technological progress made in terms of the Second Amendment right, but nobody argues the First Amendment is old and out of date. But to Professor Babcock, Second Amendment has passed its non-existent expiration date. He writes, the double-barreled shotgun my grandfather fitted with his handmade curly maple stock in the 19th century, the Remington pump-action rifle, the automatic handgun, whatever that is, the revolver and the pellet handgun, these are all mine, as well as recollections of the marksmanship awards I once received. Now, though, we need to take whatever measures we can to have my own guns and those of all Americans removed from circulation. Will all guns ever be removed? Of course not. But every gun taken out of circulation means there's a better chance of a gun-related suicide might be prevented. And we not see stories in the media of yet another child gunned down as she tried to avoid a shooter. Let's try that with smartphones and laptops. We need to take whatever measures we can to have our internet-enabled devices removed from circulation. Will all smartphones be removed? Of course not. But every internet-connected device taken out of circulation is a better chance that child pornography will be prevented. And we not see stories in the media of yet another child exploited by adults online. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that Babcock would give up his internet connectivity in order to save a child from being sexually abused. In fact, you'd probably say it's crazy to try and prevent these types of crimes against children by banning hundreds of millions of people from going online, and he'd be right. But he doesn't see the similar insanity with trying to ban our way to safety by banning gun ownership. And the good news for Babcock is if he doesn't want his guns anymore, there's absolutely nothing stopping him from turning them over to the police. And the bad news for him is that there's something stopping him from mandating that everybody else do the same, and we're not getting rid of that constitutional protection anytime soon. Sorry, Doc. What's on the next lesson? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Recently, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was giving a speech to the Federal Society inside Union Station in New York City. And while this was happening, if you were outside of Union Station, you were treated to a giant TV screen playing Christine Blasey Ford's testimony against then-nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You know, that, you know, looking at that, you know, that's just a reminder that Kavanaugh's opponents are all inveterate liars who cannot be trusted to tell the truth about anything. So let's cover some of the left's lies about white privilege. In their now discredited book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, Robin Pagerbrum and Kate Kelly describe a mythical Yale University of the 1980s, teeming with rich preppies swatting down the humble Puerto Ricans with their polo mallets. And the humble Puerto Rican in question is Debbie Ramirez, who didn't remember what Kavanaugh had done to her for more than 30 years until he was nominated to the Supreme Court, after which she spent 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, as the New Yorker put it. That doesn't sound like much of an accusation, but the left has a better method of deciding the truth. It's a very simple thing. Male, bad. Female, good. White, bad. Half Puerto Rican, good. Rich, bad. Poor, good. So, using that little equation, they set out to prove that Ramirez is as pure as the driven snow, except snow is bad because it's white, and that Kavanaugh is lower than pond scum. Ramirez is depicted as a plucky ingenue from humble beginnings who'd been thrown into a maelstrom of preppies at Yale. She often felt insufficiently rich, experienced, or savvy to mingle with her more privileged classmates, they said. Outside of a Hollywood movie set, no living American would recognize the place described by the authors. I mean, does Yale have any WASPs anymore? Any white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? It's proof of Ramirez's meager beginnings. The authors note that in the summer, she worked at Carvel dishing ice cream. It's the hard knock life. By contrast, with his heaping hunks of white privilege, Kavanaugh luxuriated in mowing lawns in the summer, pushing a 100-pound thundering machine around for hours in the sweltering Virginia heat is far preferable to scooping ice cream at the air-conditioned Carvel stand. In Ramirez's working-class town, she enjoyed simple pleasures like swimming in their above-ground pool, taking camping trips, and riding behind her father on his snowmobile. Suspicious of this description of Shelton, Connecticut as working-class, despite the above-ground pool, parks, and snowmobiles, if you look at a New York Times column from 1986, you think you're living in Shelton, which is about the time Ramirez would have been at Yale. Starting with the fact that Shelton was zoned for single-family homes on 1 acre or more. Not only that, but the town had their own tennis courts, a golf course, hills, woods, fields, lakes, and streams, as reported by the Times. Another crucial fact cited by Parker Ben and Kelly to buck up their poor little Puerto Rican story was this. Ramirez had to take out student loans. Da, da, da. In 1987, so did half of all college students in America. Apparently, the authors did not, in as much as they treat student loans as evidence of grinding poverty. And they seem to have settled on their hard luck story about Ramirez and then deployed to adjectives to make the facts fit. A leftist sprinkling of words like elite and privileged and working class and Viola. We have Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy in Trading Places, which is a movie that could not be made today. Or as the New York Times headlined in an excerpt of the book, Brett Kavanaugh fit in with the privileged kids. She did not. Actual fact is that Kavanaugh and Ramirez come from a very similar middle-class home. Maybe we should say solid middle-class versus slightly upper middle-class. Ramirez's father had a good job with the telephone company, and her French mother was a medical technician. Both Kavanaugh and Ramirez went to private Catholic schools. Admittedly, hers was just a plain vanilla private Catholic school, while he lived high on the hog at an elite private Catholic school. What are you supposed to think about people who take the time to write a book, then publish it, and that they have so little comprehension of the very fact that they're reporting on? It's getting to the point where the only purpose of the establishment media is to alert us that there's a story about something. You'll see a headline, Carnage in Las Vegas, or How Voters Turn Virginia from Deep Blue to Solid Blue. Solid red, deep red to solid blue, excuse me, and think to yourself, I'll have to look that up from a fair source. No wonder the social media companies are so set in their ways on purging conservatives from the internet. We now know about this handgun this shooter in Santa Clarita used. It was a 1911 in .45 caliber, which was reportedly cobbled together from parts including an unserialized frame. That's what the California gun controllers, pretty much everybody in state government, have colorfully dubbed a ghost gun. Investigators are trying to determine who built the gun and how the shooter got it. It's still legal for individuals to build their own firearms in California, but they're now required to serialize them. Coming from Stephanie Dazio of the Associated Press, she writes, the teenager who shot 5 classmates, killing 2 at Southern California High School, used an unregistered ghost gun, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Thursday. He told media outlets Thursday that 16-year-old Nathaniel Tanasuke Burho, his .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts that did not have a serial number. Burhau pulled the gun from his backpack on November 14th, his birthday, in an open-air quad at Saugus High School in the L.A. suburb of Santa Clarita, and in 16 seconds shot five students at random. At one point, the gun jammed up, but he quickly cleared it and continued shooting. Burhau counted his rounds, Villanueva had said, saving the last bullet for himself. Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean of the Homicide Bureau said in a statement that authorities do not know who assembled the pistol or brought its components. They have interviewed 45 people and searched his house, and they still don't know his motive. Burhau's mother, who packed him corn dogs, grapes, and homemade cookies for lunch that morning, had no idea what was coming, Villanueva said. Authorities said Burhau had shown no signs of violence and didn't appear to be linked to any ideology or terrorist group. Right now, they are trying to work with federal authorities to unlock his mobile phone, Villanueva said. Burhau's father was an avid hunter who died 2 years ago. He had six registered guns in the family's home, but they were seized in 2016. Officials found several unregistered firearms in the home after the shooting and are working to determine where those and the weapon used in the high school came from. They have identified the dead as 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mulberger and 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell. That's it's I'm not going to say it's troubling. It's indicative. You can't stop this. You can't ban your way to stopping things. It's just not done. No matter what they want to say. And if this kid knew how to run and clear a jam or a stoppage in a 1911, clearly he had done this at least once. He clearly had fired this particular kind of gun at least one time. So we'll wait and see what data we get from this. We are headed into hour number two. We're going to be joined by Rick Ector. It's time to go to Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.